Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review two shapes, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you know we're going to color first. So go ahead and put your pencil down. So we're going to work on two different shapes. I'm wondering if you look at the top of your page and see that picture, if you can figure out which two shapes, 3D shapes, we're going to work on. What do you think? How about cone? Do you see any cones in our picture? No. What about spheres? Okay, what's a sphere? Give me an example of a sphere. Is it the shoe? No. Is it the juice box? No. Is it the baseball? Yes. There's a big baseball and a little baseball. Let's color the big baseball orange. This is a sphere. If we could pick it up and hold it, it would be round, right? We would hold it in our hands. It would be all round. A sphere doesn't have any edges, no sides. It's round. I love it. We could roll it, right? It would roll on the ground. Spheres don't have any sides or edges. Let's color the little ball red. Any kind of red. Color the little baseball. The little baseball. I hope you didn't color anything else. We're talking about baseballs. Got ahead of myself. Color the little baseball red. Okay, take 2 seconds. Finish up those baseballs. One big orange one, one little red one. Two, one. Do you see anything else that is a sphere in our picture? Yes, the big ball with the stars on it. That's a pretty ball. I like it. Let's color the stars yellow. Go ahead and color the stars yellow. Do spheres have any faces? Remember, a face is a flat surface. Does a sphere have any faces? No. A sphere does not have a face. How sad. If you don't have a face, you cannot smile or talk or sing. Let's color the rest of the ball blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. So we have yellow stars, and now we have blue background. A sphere does not have a face of any kind. There are no flat surfaces. You cannot stack a sphere. If we were to put a sphere on a table, it would probably roll off. You'd have to like hold it and let go and see if it would move and then hold it, and maybe prop it up against something because they don't stack very easily at all. They'll roll right off of things. I mean, I know you could get it to work, but it would take a lot of work. Put all your crayons down in 3, 2, 1. Okay, any other spheres in our picture? Spheres are round. Yep, the globe. That's a sphere. Let's color the land part, the little paint, splotchy splatter, the little smudgy wudgies, whatever you want to call them. Let's color those green because it's supposed to be the land. So let's color those green on the globe. A sphere does not have any sides or edges. There are no corners either. And then after you've colored the land part green of the globe, what's the other part on a globe? Yeah, water. So let's color the water. The rest of the globe, blue. Spheres really don't have anything. They have zero faces, zero vertices, zero sides, They cannot stack, but they can roll. They're special like that, right? They're special because they don't have a lot of things like other kinds of 3D shapes, like the one we're going to study next. All right, put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Do you see any cubes in our picture? Nope. Nope. Cylinders? Nope. Nope. What about a rectangular prism? Yes, we have rectangular prisms in our picture. Let's look at the juice boxes. Those are rectangular prisms. See the one with the apple on it? Obviously, we're going to color the apple red. Let's color the apple red. I guess not obviously. We could have colored it green or yellow, but let's do red. And then let's color the rest of the box, the apple juice box, green. Color the rest of the box green. So that's a rectangular prism. It has lots of faces, lots of flat surfaces. The flat surfaces are faces, and they're rectangles, right? We've got them on the front and the side and the top and the bottom. And then there's a back that we can't see and another side that we can't see. Oh, my. All right, look at the other juice box. That one's like lemon lime. Let's color that lemon lime thingy yellow, that fruit. We'll call it a lemon. Color that yellow. Yeah. And then we'll color the rest of the juice box red. Color the rest of the juice box red. My mouth got tangled there. So rectangular prisms have lots of faces. Top, bottom, side, side, front, back. Do you know how many that makes? We'll do it. Let's count it. Top and bottom, 2. Front and back makes 4. Side and side makes 6. A rectangular prism has 6 faces, 6 flat surfaces. Put all your crayons down. Do you see any other rectangular prisms in our picture? Yeah, what about what they're sitting on, the juice boxes? That cushion, that chair, that bench. The juice boxes are sitting on a cushion, which is a rectangular prism. Let's color that cushion blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. That's got a side and a top and a front and a back and a side and a side. 6 flat surfaces. Do rectangular prisms have vertices? Yes, the vertices are where the sides, the edges, are meeting in a corner. They have a lot of vertices. A lot. We'll count them in a little bit. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Do you see any other rectangular prisms in our picture? We didn't color the legs of the bench or the seat where the juice boxes are, just the cushion. Any other? Yes, the shoe boxes. The shoe boxes are rectangular prisms. Let's look at the one on the bed. See that shoebox on the bed? Let's color the shoe on the shoebox on the bed. Let's color that shoe. Let's do purple. Find a purple crayon and we'll color the shoe on the box purple. So rectangular prisms have lots of faces. Spheres do not. Rectangular prisms have lots of vertices. Fancy way to say corners. Spheres do not. Put down your purple crayon. Let's color the rest of that box brown. We're only working on the one that's on the bed. Can rectangular prisms roll? Can we roll it like we could roll a sphere? No. Can rectangular prisms stack? Yes, we could put shoe boxes one on top of the other. And we stacked juice boxes on top of the bench. That was rectangular prisms on top of another one. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Do you see the shoebox on the floor by the bat? See the shoebox on the floor next to the bat? Let's color that shoe on that shoebox red. Color the shoe on that shoebox red. So we can stack rectangular prisms. Color the rest of the shoebox blue. color the rest of that shoebox blue. So spheres, they don't have any faces. They can't smile. Rectangular prisms do. And a face means a flat surface that you can sit it on. A flat surface, and it will stack. There's one more shoebox. See it? It's under the bench where the juice boxes are. Let's color the shoe on that shoebox pink. Color the shoe on that shoebox pink. And then let's color the rest of that shoebox orange. Color the rest of that shoebox orange. All right. Here we go. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Put down all your crayons and find your pencil. If you look at the bottom of your page, you're going to see a shape, a 3D shape. It's sitting up straight and tall. And then next to it, it says rectangular prism. And right below it, it says sphere. Look at that shape. That looks like a shoebox sitting straight up tall. Is that a rectangular prism or is that a sphere? Yes, it's a rectangular prism. Let's circle those words. Rectangular prism. It starts with an R and then the next word has a capital P. We're going to circle that whole big long two words, rectangular prism. Let's count the vertices on that rectangular prism. See that box? At the top, I want you to count the corners, the vertices. One, two, three, four. And then scoot down to the bottom. See inside? Count the bottom corners. Five, six, seven, eight. Rectangular prism has eight vertices. Scoot over. There's a ball-looking thing. Is that a rectangular prism or is that a sphere? It's a sphere. You're going to circle the word with the capital S-P-H-E-R-E. There you go. All right, scoot down. We have a row of shapes, a row of 3D shapes. Put down your pencil. Find a purple crayon. I want you to color the rectangular prisms purple. There are only two. See if you can find them. Rectangular prisms look like shoeboxes and juice boxes and benches. They stack. They have edges. They have faces, which are flat surfaces. Yep, there's two of them on this row of 3D shapes. We're making them purple. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Then find your green crayon and let's color the spheres green. There are three spheres. We are looking for ball-type shapes, globe-type shapes. There are three of them, and we are making them green. All right, spheres can roll. They don't have any flat surfaces. They don't have any vertices. They're round. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Okay, scoot down to the very bottom. We have a box of cereal and a balloon. Which one is the rectangular prism? The cereal or the balloon? Yes, the cereal. Let's color that cereal box. Let's do blue. Color that cereal box blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. We could stack this cereal box on top of another cereal box, and then we could put the juice box on top of that. Rectangular prisms stack. They do not roll. Okay, so we have a blue cereal box. We're just coloring the whole thing blue. Scoot over. We have a tissue box and an orange. Which one of those is the sphere? The tissue box or the orange? Which one is a sphere? The orange. Color the orange. What color? Orange. And then we'll color the leaf green. So go ahead and color the orange, orange. And then we'll color the leaf green. The sphere is round. Scoot over. We have a planet and a stick of butter. Which one of those is a rectangular prism? The planet or the stick of butter? Yes, the stick of butter. Color the stick of butter yellow. That's a rectangular prism. And then color the tray that it is sitting on. Color the tray that it is sitting on purple. Because that tray is a rectangular prism. That stack, that butter is stacked on top of that tray. Because rectangular prisms stack. Because they have flat surfaces that are rectangles called faces. We did it. We reviewed rectangular prisms and spheres. We did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.